Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Super Founders. What Data Reveals About Billion-Dollar Startups by Ali Tomaseb is a business and entrepreneurship book that examines how venture-scale companies actually get built. Rather than relying on founder lore or a handful of iconic case studies, Tomaseb assembles a large comparative data set on unicorns and other startups from similar eras to test common beliefs about what drives outcomes. The core purpose is to separate repeatable signals from attractive myths and to translate those findings into practical guidance for entrepreneurs and investors. The book covers founder attributes, market and competitive context, fundraising dynamics, and early go-to-market choices, while also incorporating interviews with founders and venture capitalists to add real-world texture to the numbers. Its overall stance is that many widely repeated rules about pedigree, timing, and archetypal founder profiles do not hold up well under scrutiny, and that execution choices and prior building experience matter more than conventional wisdom suggests. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a dataset-driven way to think about startup success. A defining contribution of Super Founders is methodological. It treats startup outcomes as a question that can be investigated with comparative data rather than only with anecdotes. Tomaseb collected thousands of observations across many factors, looking at unicorns alongside a control-style set of other startups founded in comparable periods. That framing matters because a single success story can make nearly any behavior look wise in hindsight, while a broader comparison can reveal which patterns are common, which are rare, and which simply do not correlate with results. The book uses this approach to challenge easy narratives, such as the idea that there is one ideal founder resume or one best time to start. It also highlights how readers should interpret startup advice claims should be tested against base rates and counterexamples, and founders should avoid overfitting their decisions to a small set of famous companies. By combining quantitative patterns with interviews, the book also tries to prevent the numbers from becoming abstract, showing how choices, constraints, and iteration often explain what the data flags as meaningful differences. Secondly, debunking myths about timing and competition. The book directly disputes the popular belief that being first to market is a primary determinant of building a billion-dollar company. One of its repeated points is that many unicorns began with meaningful competitors already in the space, implying that timing is often less about being earliest and more about entering when a market can support rapid scaling. This reframes competition from a stop sign into a signal if credible competitors exist. The market may be real, and differentiation and execution become the key questions. The implication is not that timing never matters, but that founders should be cautious about waiting for a perfect window or abandoning an idea solely because others are present. Instead, the analysis encourages focusing on what can be uniquely built, how the product can be positioned, and how distribution will work in practice for investors. This view also adjusts pattern recognition. Crowded categories can still produce outlier winners, and the task is to evaluate why a particular team and approach can win despite incumbents or fast followers. Thirdly, what founder backgrounds do and do not predict. Super Founders explores founder characteristics with the goal of identifying what is actually predictive and what is mostly storytelling. A central takeaway highlighted in public discussions of the book is that prior entrepreneurial experience stands out as a meaningful signal, even when earlier projects were small, modest, or not venture-scale successes. This supports a practical thesis: building something, shipping it, and learning from the process can compound into better judgment and execution later. In contrast, the book questions how much prestige signals like elite universities or brand name employers should dominate decision-making, since they can be overemphasized in startup culture. It also addresses founder team structure, noting that solo founders can succeed and that the number of co-founders is not a simple proxy for outcome quality. The broader message is to look for evidence of building capability, resilience, and the ability to learn quickly, rather than relying on a narrow template of what a successful founder is supposed to look like. Fourthly, founder market fit and early operating choices beyond resumes. The book engages with the idea of founder market fit, the match between a founder and the specific problem, customers, and constraints of a market. This is not treated as a slogan, but as a way to reason about why some teams make better early decisions, iterate faster, and avoid preventable mistakes. Super Founders also emphasizes that a great idea is insufficient without strong execution in product, distribution, and monetization. In practice, these elements interact. A differentiated product must reach users through a workable acquisition path, and the business must capture value in a way that supports growth. By stressing these operating realities, the book complements data analysis with the kinds of trade-offs founders face early, such as what to build first, how to test demand. and when to invest in growth. The underlying point is that many outcomes are shaped by compounding operational choices, and that founders should bias toward learning from the market through building and selling rather than perfecting theory in isolation. Lastly, markets, scalability, and fundraising as a system. Tamazi B connects unicorn outcomes to a system of reinforcing factors: large potential markets, clear differentiation, scalable delivery, and economics that can support expansion. The book also addresses fundraising not as a vanity milestone, but as a practical component of scaling. Because venture-backed companies often require capital to reach the speed and breadth implied by billion-dollar valuations, this perspective helps founders understand why some business models struggle to become unicorns, even if they are healthy businesses, and why others attract capital quickly once a scalable engine is visible. It also encourages more nuanced thinking about metrics and narratives, since the ability to raise is influenced by market size, perceived momentum, and the clarity of a company's edge. For readers, the value is in treating market selection, product differentiation, growth channels, and capital strategy as linked decisions. Instead of chasing a single magic ingredient, the book pushes a checklist-style evaluation of whether the pieces needed for venture-scale outcomes can realistically fit together. In conclusion, Superfounders is best suited for founders, aspiring entrepreneurs, venture investors, and operators who want a reality-checked view of what tends to matter in building companies that reach very large valuations. Readers who are tired of startup advice based on a few legendary examples will benefit from its comparative mindset and its effort to test popular claims against broader patterns. Practically, the book can help founders avoid unproductive anxieties about being too late, lacking a perfect pedigree, or needing a specific co-founder configuration. It also encourages a constructive bias toward action: develop ideas, build, get to market feedback, and repeat, while paying attention to whether the market and business model can plausibly support venture scale growth. Intellectually, it stands out because it tries to bridge two modes that are often separated: quantitative pattern finding and qualitative founder and investor perspective. Compared to more narrative-driven startup classics, its differentiator is the emphasis on myth-busting through data and structured comparison. That positioning makes it a useful complement to books focused on product, strategy, or founder psychology, because it reframes those topics inside a broader evidence-oriented view of what correlates with unicorn outcomes. If you would like to support Dean Temple, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.